Italians are voting today and tomorrow in what's being seen as a referendum on the conservative five-year government of media tycoon turned politician Silvio Berlusconi. His rival is the soft-spoken Romano Prodi, former European Union commissioner and former prime minister who leads a center-left coalition. NPR's Silvia Pujoli reports from Rome.
The campaign has been tense and strident. Channel-surfing Italians were treated to a crescendo of insults, with Prime Minister Berlusconi on the attack as if he were on the opposition. In Monday's face-to-face TV debate, Berlusconi gave a long list of numbers propping up his government's achievements. Romano Prodi parried with a phrase from George Bernard Shaw.
The Prime Minister clings to his number the way a trunk clings to lamppost, not for illumination, but to keep him standing up.
An irate Berlusconi interrupted, demanding an apology, and he hit back.
Prodi is playing the role of the useful idiot, acting as a facade for his communist allies.
The next day, addressing an association of retailers, a scowling Berlusconi explained why he's convinced his coalition will win.
Ho troppa stima dell'intelligenza degli italiani per pensare che ci siano in giro così tanti coglioni.
He said, I have too much respect for the intelligence of Italians to believe that there are so many morons around to vote against their best interests. But instead of the word moron, he used a word for testicle that's considered an obscenity. That was only the latest Berlusconi outburst. He'd already compared himself to Napoleon, Moses, and Jesus Christ and caused a diplomatic incident with China when he said Mao's communists boiled babies into fertilizer. Trailing behind Prodi in the last published polls, Berlusconi apparently has sleepless nights. A newspaper sympathetic to him wrote that the prime minister made late-night phone calls to erotic chat lines and proudly announced that 7 out of 9 of the women at the other end of the line assured him their votes. On Wednesday, Berlusconi appeared before his cheering supporters at an exhibition center in Rome. The crowd was mainly elderly. Many had been bussed in from the hinterland. A small man, despite lifts in his shoes, Berlusconi's image, projected on a giant screen, towered over the rally. The 69-year-old has made for TV looks thanks to a facelift and a hair transplant. During his 2-hour address, he launched a virulent attack on newspapers, big business, the judiciary, and banks for allegedly plotting his election defeat. He returned to his refrain against the red menace, and in a bid to woo the undecided, he appealed for the Catholic vote.
The communists want to eliminate religion in schools, the crucifix from classrooms, and the tax revenues the state gives religious organizations.
Mario Viali, a retired municipal employee, was ecstatic.
Berlusconi is strong. I love everything about him. He's intelligent and respects Italians.
Luigi Ciabattari, a retired policeman, jumped in.
He's an honest, straightforward man. He says what he feels in his heart.
Berlusconi's critics accuse him of having polarized Italy and divided the country into 2 opposing camps. On Friday, Rome's huge Piazza del Popolo was packed with opposition supporters for their final rally. Volunteers handed out copies of the thick government program signed by all the parties in the Prodi coalition, post-communists, Greens, left-leaning Catholics, and liberals. Many exhibited copies of the latest issue of the British weekly The Economist. Its cover implores, basta, time for Italy to sack Berlusconi. The Weekly said the record of the past 5 years is terrible, and Italy deserves the title of the new sick man of Europe. Simone Frattari agreed with The Economist that Berlusconi has spent more time passing laws for his own legal benefit than caring about an economy with zero growth and skyrocketing deficits.
He brought us 20 years back in 5 years to the way the Italians used to be. The way of thinking, you know, not being really deeply honest, I think. The legacy of Berlusconi is always, you know, find the short way, not the right way.
Many people were buying T-shirts with the words, I am a, followed by Berlusconi's vulgarity for moron. They're the brainchild of 28-year-old Paolo Sartori, who says the election contest is between Berlusconi's virtual reality and the hard facts on the ground.
I think these elections are going to be very important because they're going to make us understand whether or not Italian people are able to think for themselves, or they just follow television and manipulate the news in order to vote for someone who owns half of our country.
Addressing the cheering crowd, Romano Prodi stressed his government will restore unity and work for the good of all Italians.
After 5 sad years, we now have a chance for change, and we must rediscover the pride of being Italians. We can have more justice, more well-being and more fairness. And let me add, we can have a little bit of happiness.
Results are expected tomorrow evening. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.